Absolutely.
And speaking of filling big shoes, let's talk about Paul Mescal taking on the role of Lucius. He's got quite the legacy to live up to following Russell Crowe.
Those are some mighty sandals to fill. And, you know, Mescal is known for those quiet, introspective roles he plays. Very different energy from, well, from Crowe's raw intensity as Maximus.
Yeah, Variety described Mescal as svelte and placid. They even compared him to a, get this, a forlorn pussycat turned rager.
Forlorn pussycat turned rager. Now that's an image.
Definitely need some time to process
Sure.
that one. But then you have The Telegraph, and they paint a totally different picture. They call him stocky, swarthy, brooding, like a young Richard Harris.
Interesting. And get this, they even claim his physique is better than Crowe's.
Okay, now that's fighting talk.
It really shows you the challenge of making a sequel, especially one that follows such a, you know, monumental first film. Can Mescal really step out of Crowe's shadow, deliver a performance that stands on its own, or will he forever be the guy who played Lucius after Russell Crowe?
Tough act to follow. But then you also have the legendary Denzel Washington joining the cast. He plays Macrinus. And even the critics, who weren't thrilled with the movie overall, they raved about his performance.